A home for unamplified music. Not what it might have known now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
So I'm going to do this, is quite an old song of mine. I was asked the other week, I did a gig called Stand Up Tragedy, which is about doing tragic things rather than comedic things in a stand-up fashion. And it was a bit difficult for me to find songs that were actually quite tragic in my oeuvre. And this was the nearest thing I've got. It is quite tragic, although things do get lightened up towards the end by guitar solo. And this song is called The Perfect Love Song.
He needed reasons to keep living. She needed someone she could love. He needed something to believe in. She lived on the floor above. He listened to the Sunday service, pumping down through the plasterboard. She came to know his taste in music and recognised the way he snored. All of a sudden, nothing happened. Out of the blue, they didn't meet. He never came to borrow coffee. She never dropped a shopping round his feet. This could have been the perfect love song. What a shame they never met. He got run over by a milk float. She went to live in Somerset.
So I'm going to. This is another very old song of mine that I wrote a very long time ago, which I'm hoping the government are going to take up to promote the recovery of our economy. This song is called "Payday Is the Best Day."
Oh, how I long for the last working day of the month. That's when I get paid. I get my money out. All in one go, so I can roll around in what I'm made. I spend my money fast before it all runs out. I've no idea where it all goes. While it's there, I'll get a Chinese takeaway, some records, some books and some clothes. Cause payday is the best day of all. It's the best day of all. It's the best day of all. It's like a 3-day festival. All of my friends seem to bang with the co-op, but I prefer to sing with Barclays. I like a bank that doesn't hide the fact that they're a bunch of money-grubbing bloody Nazis. When I was a student, they give me the hassle, cause I never ever had no bread. But now I kiss my derriere because they're well aware every month I'll be back in the red. Cause payday is the best day of all. It's the best day of all. It's the best day of all. It's like a 3-day festival. Now I know it's not efficient. I know I should be thinking of the future. I know I should save. What's the point of that when we could all be dead tomorrow? You can't take an ISA to the grave. I'd rather have a week of decadence, 2 weeks of being alright, and then put up with a week of pain. Cause when you spread your cash across the course of the month, you miss out on the joys of payday. Cause payday is the best day of all. It's the best day of all. It's the best day of all. It's like a 3-day festival. When you can't, get your card and flex it. Spend when you can, when you can't, get your card and flex it. Released in 1999, I think Gordon Brown may well have bought a copy of this album when the first release. Spend when you can, get your card.
That's one of the earliest songs I ever wrote that people actually liked.
Occasionally people send me emails and say, here's somebody I think could play it totally acoustic. And it's always the people who've never been to Totally Acoustic, and they almost always send me something that's terrible. It's usually folk music, or a band, or something like that. And so when I got an email a couple months ago from somebody saying, maybe you'd like to see this guy from Totally Acoustic, and I did not come to listen. I thought, well, I'm going to listen to it. I'm like, I'm going to listen to it. I expect it to be awful, and it was great. Unfortunately, he couldn't be this man. Right. And that person was, of course, please give a big welcome for Mr. Benjamin Shaw.
So it turns out my brother's a racist. I had a go at him about it today, and then it transpires that I'm the bad person. I turn out the bad guy for having a go at him. It's very strange. Northerners are very strange. That's what this song's about. It's not. Maybe I'll get him to download this podcast. you. Okay. Since some people from my job are here, I'm going to play the song about hating your job.
We all agree.
Do do do.
Blue and filling with your chest. Well,
no one stands up quite like you. We'd be daft to stick nails in our hands and wait for simple timings to scupper all our plans. My woman and her fists and her head full of gum. Well, I never wanted to stare into the abyss. Celebrate good times, come on. 'Cause I'm so happy, I'm so happy I could burst make a big old mess. And at times, the times aren't as good as we rehearsed, and there's no one to impress. But from now on, I want every day the same. Oh, fill my mouth with idiots and throw me in the lake. If one found out what to do with oneself, one'd be thankful at least. 'Cause I don't know what it is or how it smells, but I'm sure it isn't this. 'Cause when you're gone, you're really gone, you don't exist. No more sleeping until 10. Let's track him down, make him yell and make him weep, and smash his pretty head. And I believe that it's going to be just fine if we keep our bodies full of lepers and our bellies full of wine.
Once upon a time, there was a young man who played music, and he travelled this crazy world of ours playing music. And one day, he came to a place that is called Winchester. He found many special things in Winchester. Two things he discovered especially. First of these things were sugar snap peas, which, coming from Peterborough, he'd never tasted before. The second of these things was another young man who played music, and that man was called Christy T. First young man spoke to the second young man, and the second young man's mum and dad were very nice, I seem to recall that evening. Many years later, they came together. That evening was this evening. They played some... It's easy this, isn't it? So please, enjoy the climax of this relationship as he introduced to you, ladies and gentlemen, Chris T.T.
Stay quite like it. It's not at the bottom, and it's not at the top, but this is the step where I like to stop, halfway down the stairs. Like it isn't really anywhere, it must be somewhere else instead. Halfway up the stairs. Halfway up the stairs.
Might fuck this one up. It's mine. Everyone else has fucked things up, so I might as well go. I bet I don't now. I bet I sing it really well. This song's called Stop Listening, but please don't.
Only once in my life I ran away before morning. Shame from that night. I couldn't bear to see her sober. Disappointment would grow right in front of all the people I called friends at the time. But still it built a wall, and I watched them from a distance as they slowly build their empires, like I always knew they would. Sometimes when the struggle feels like too much, I think maybe I deserve to fail, pay a karma price for fucking it all up so good. Stop listening, stop listening, stop listening.
Football metaphors. I fucking hate football metaphors. I used to say yes, now I'm like, oh, I'm not so sure. I used to say yes, now there's a long, slow pause. Stop listening, stop listening, stop listening. Twice in my life I ran away before
second time was last night. Good old A.A. Milne. Here's one where I wrote the words. This is about all the problems in the world, and this is my solution. Once you've heard the song, you'll go from being mildly intrigued by an evening of acoustic singer-songwriters to wanting to follow me in a cult and worship me, because I'm right about everything. And when I go and take the Isle of Man and turn it into Cuba for the United Kingdom in about 4 years, you can come, and it's going to be great fun.
You still allow the TT race?
I will, because as you heard, my name is Chris TT. So. I was called Chris TT before I'd ever heard of the TT races. It's a coincidence, but it's great for building an audience there. I'm flying up to the Isle of Man. My tour starts, I've got a UK tour starting on Saturday. It's a month-long tour, and it starts on the Isle of Man, which is a stupid place to start a tour, because it's a very expensive flight. And also, I position myself in the world of music as something of a left-wing ranting environmentalist, and then I just take short flights everywhere and everyone finds out and realises I'm a total hypocritical shit. But never mind. Isle of Man, fantastic place. So we'll rule it, we'll get rid of the financial services industry, and we'll create a utopia.
Yeah.
Sounds great, doesn't it?
It's cool. That's
right. Anyway, this song's called Elephant in the Room. I forgot how to ride a bike. I forgot how to swim. I forgot how to read a map. When a voice in a box started telling me where I should be going, I forgot to have a private life. I put it on the internet and called it sharing. I forgot how much I love my wife. In a room on my own, way beyond caring. We can still win, we can still win, we can still win. If we just remember, we can still win, we can still win. I bought it in a packet and it tasted of boiled boredom. I forgot I was born a winner. I gave you all my good ideas, you ignored them. But we can still win, still win, we can still win. If we just remember, we can still win, we can still win, we can still win. We can still win, we can still win, we can still win. If we just keep faith with the magic that made us, don't get scared by what money forbade us. Just keep hold of the skills we were handed down. The elephant in the room is your old clown. Just being free, a sleight of hand to steal our democracy. We can still win, we can still win, we can still win. If we just remember.
I'll be back in London on the 10th of May. I'm doing two shows on the 10th of May. I've got a really intimate headline show at New Zealand House. You can buy tickets for online. It's almost sold out, which is only going to be about 80 people, and that's going to be really nice. New upstairs in New Zealand House, if you haven't seen it, it's full of Kiwis, and a big, they've got a massive totem pole in there, so it's cool. Have a gig with a totem pole. Same day, if you'd rather see something grown up with me supporting, I'm opening for Spires and Bowden at Queen Elizabeth Hall, playing all the A.A. Milne songs. That's a much bigger gig and much more expensive. So, yeah. I'm going to finish with A.A. Milne as well, I think. Thank you so much for listening to me. My name's Chris TT. You find me on christt.com. And I'll go and sit there afterwards if you want to say hi. You don't have to buy stuff. I won't hard sell you. You've been really nice. It's beautiful. I love MJ Hibbert. I love him so much. He always helps in the sort of way that people help when they're not trying to show everyone how they're helping, but they just help. And I've got a really good other example of that. My friend Jackie's here, and she's a badge maker. Well, she's a photographer, but she's actually just turned up and brought me loads of badges for my tour, which is just amazing. So thank you very much, Jackie. This is for you and for MJ Hibbert, for being lovely people. Oh, God, I'm sorry about the talking.
No, carry on. I like it.
There's sun on the river and sun on the hill. You can hear the sea if you stand quite still. There's 8 new puppies at Roundabout Farm, and I saw an old sailor with only one arm. But everyone says, run along, run along, run along. Run along as quickly as can be. All of them say, run along, there's a little darling. But if I'm a little darling, why won't they come? There's wind on the river and wind on the hill. There's an old dead water wheel under the mill, where I saw a fly that had just been drowned. And I know where a rabbit goes into the ground. But everyone says, run along, run along, run along. Run along, I'm busy as can be. All of them say, run along, there's a little darling. But if I'm a little darling, why won't they come with me? So halfway down the stairs, there's a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. It's not at the bottom, and it's not at the top. But this is the stair where I like to stop, halfway down the
and I love him as well. That was Totally Acoustic with Chris TT and Ben Shaw. Fantastic evening there, really. The next one is on the 10th of May, also at the King and Queen, when we've got Gavin Osborne and Frankie Machine. But if you'd like to see me playing Totally Acoustic with Gavin, and indeed Frankie, before then, we're playing Mr. Wolf's in Bristol on Monday the 16th of April, and the station King's Heath in Birmingham on the 17th of April. So, yeah. Which should be nice. Alright then, so details of the next Proper Totally Acoustic are as ever at www.totallyacoustic.com. And yeah, thanks to everybody who came, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.